Hello.
Hello. Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to add your opinion. Okay. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose, do you feel that secure storage or firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Would you say yes, it is, or no, it's not? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And, a firearm is considered, you know, securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination or a fingerprint or other similar means, you know, for example, a safe container or a case or lockbox, or, you know, made temporarily inoperable, you know, by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and store in a place where a person who is, you know, prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot responsibly gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I'll support it, here.
Okay, support. All right, sir. Now, and would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored in the law defined, you know, secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
What about a locked container or a case?
Yes.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Okay. Support that. Okay. All right, sir. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that a storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose that?
I'll support.
What about a combination lock?
Yeah.
What a biometric identifier such as fingerprint?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. If a firearm is a storage device such as a lock safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yes.
Okay. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, store in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, it's secure, or no, it's not secure?
I'll say no.
No, it's not secure. Okay. All right, so if a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner, or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that is required that the gun to be stored securely? Support that or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. You know, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose the law to require firearms to be securely stored if also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or, you know, search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a law that allows a affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is, you know, discharged by a minor if it can, you know, be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support that or oppose?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, the question says, you know, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully, lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor? If it can be established that, you know, the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it, would you support that or oppose that?
I'll support that.
Support that, okay. All right, sir, we almost finished with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? Our prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except, you know, for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support that or oppose it?
Support.
Okay. All right, and would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner, you know, in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support that or oppose?
I would support it.
Support it, okay. All right, sir, in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Independent,
okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
I'm 44.
44, okay, so it'll be 35 to 49. All right, sir, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
African-American.
Okay, African-American, you say?
Yes.
Okay. All right, okay, in regard to your gender, do you consider yourself to be male or female?
Male.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.